Hello and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming. I'm Richard Jones. And first off, a quick look at the ups and downs of last week's farming. Now, wool doesn't figure very often in price rises, but according to the British Wool Marketing Board, we're entering a new era. And with checks equating to 102 pence a kilo, that's double 2009's price. And for 2011, things look good, with the past 12 months showing increases at auction from 120 pence up to 164 pence a kilo. However, by and large, the rest of farming commodities had a steady week with little change, although milk prices are edging ever so slowly upwards and our pig producers are getting closer to break-even, but still losing £8 to £10 for every pig leaving their farms. That's not as bad as the £25 a pig losses earlier this year, as we reported in our pig crisis special. So slowly but surely we're heading on the right side, but still some way to go, and it will still be too late for quite a few more pig farmers who will give up in the meantime. The British pig industry has got a new ally in the form of TV personality Jimmy Doherty, famous for presenting Jimmy's Food Factory. As a pig farmer himself, he's got behind the campaign to put pork on your fork. I caught up with him over the weekend to talk about that campaign in an exclusive for MFR Farming.
Yeah, hi Richard. This whole campaign is really important to me because as a nation we eat quite a lot of pork. But a large majority of that isn't British. I think it's less than 40%. And that's a real worry because there's a danger we lose our pig farmers. And that expertise, that knowledge disappears. And once that's gone, there's no turning it back on again. You know, and that lovely sort of route from father to son to get people into pig farming and young people at colleges that want to go into pig farming, if that industry dies, it's no longer there. And for me, our pig farmers are the best in the world. They are, in terms of welfare, their standards, their expertise, the level of husbandry is second to none. And in fact, everyone's talking about the Olympics. If there's a pig farm in the Olympics, we'd be getting gold medals all the time. But there's another side to this campaign as well, is the animal itself. Now, the consumer out there will go to the shop and everyone loves bacon sandwiches and sausages and they'll have pork chops. But there's so much more to the pig that we're not using and taking advantage of.
So there you go, Jimmy Doherty, passionate about British pig farming. And tomorrow we'll have more from him on British bacon, pork and sausages and what to do if you can't find it in the supermarket. I'll be right here on MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.